Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Just minutes, and I mean just minutes before I went on the air, I got a text from one of my sons who told me it is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. So y'all can practice that, and we'll see how that goes. I can go, arr, matey. But anyway, enough foolishness. We know pirates are thieves and no good. But for some reason, I really enjoyed pirates when I was a kid, and I liked the Pirates of the Caribbean, so my son was going to razz me. My favorite pirate, for all you elderly people out there, was Errol Flynn. All right. There is no quick fix. We're going to get serious here. It was a busy weekend. You knew I was going to go to Branson, and I spent the day Saturday with the Constitution Convention for Missouri. And I got to hear some awesome speakers and candidates, brave people, brave patriots, almost said pirates, brave patriots. As always, there are a few highlights and honors for the day for me. I was asked to sing patriotic songs throughout the day and give little, they called me their cheerleader. I was kind of give everybody back up after they took a break. And when they would come in from their break, I would give a little talk and sing a song. They didn't ask me to dance, though. There were two lovely ladies. It sounds like a beginning of a story, doesn't it? Who sang prior to me. They sang starting out. One of them sang the national anthem to get the day started. And then the other joined her, and they sang a duet, a patriot song medley. And it just so happens one of the songs that they sang was my first song. So when it was my turn, I asked them, they happened to be sisters, to join me on stage and to sing with me, and that happened to be America the Beautiful. The harmony was absolutely wonderful. And yes, the harmony in the notes and the music, but the harmony in human form. These two ladies, Constitution Party members, one being a candidate and the other her campaign manager, were ladies of color. They were black. I asked the one when she came up and stood beside me on one side and the other one on the other side, I said, can I be the cream in the Oreo cookie? And she said, honey, you can be whatever you want. I was so moved and so honored because I love music, but because the harmony, the unity, the lack, the fact that we were all colorblind there that day, liberty is blind to such things, and liberty serves all equally. That was my highlight. That's how we kicked it all off. I heard many speakers and candidates, including their presidential candidate, Darrell Castle, and he will be a guest on our show here in a few weeks. As will one of the other ladies that's running for a candidate, but I haven't got her booked yet, so we'll get that done. The next highlight, or the highlight of the entire day, what it built up to, was the final speaker and teacher, which is Chris Ann Hall. Now, she's been on the show more than once. She is a constitutional lawyer. She goes around and she teaches the Constitution. She'll teach legislators. She'll teach group of people. She goes into churches, wherever. She goes and teaches. One thing she emphasized was that our problem in America, the biggest problem and also the solution is, and she tapped on her head, we the people have lost our understanding of who we are as a republic and what the Constitution truly is, a contract. It's not a living and breathing document. It is a contract. going through the times of its birth and when the federal government came to be. Remember, she said, who created the federal government? And of course, it was the states. And as I tell you so many times here on the air, God is first, the people were second. The people created the state, and the state created the federal government, and that is the order in which it is to be. And right now, we have it flip-flopped here in the U.S., and the federal government, the tyrannical bunch up there in D.C., believe they are the head. That's why they want to get rid of God. That's why they hover over the states and over the people. The states, the people, created the Fed. Not the other way around. The feds work for us. All three branches are federal government. All three branches work for us. They were not created to dictate over us. That goes in contrary to what the Constitution actually says and the Bill of Rights. So once we the people find this understanding and put our foot down and fire them, we will continue this path if we do not do that. The path of slavery to tyrannical leaders. Much of what we've watched unfold in the last many years has been completely and utterly unconstitutional. These pompous, arrogant leaders have completely and totally lost their place. There is a pecking order, and they are not at the top. They are at the bottom. However, it is our fault that we've allowed them to take power over we the people. And Chris Ann Hall continued to say, there is no quick fix, never was, never will be. But she doesn't believe we're going to have to take up arms if we just all get ourselves educated and understand. She also said, who's president? And some of these other elections really don't make any difference as long as we don't know where we're at. We're the ones with the term limits, my friends. They're the ones we should fire. Let me put that a different way. We are their term limits. If they mess up, we don't re-elect them. Whoever becomes president is still going to have to fight Congress. Except for Hillary, they won't fight her at all. It will take us, you and me, educating, reminding ourselves of that contract put before the federal government. Their purpose is small, but it's important. In all things they do in D.C., it must absolutely coincide and agree with the points laid out in the contract, in the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Nothing they do or say can go contrary to those things. And we have seen what they have done. And she talked about the one instance. She was going after them as far as Democrats and Republicans were concerned. When marriage was defined by the federal government, it was the Republicans that did it. And now where we're at. Once we allow them to interpret and define, instead of follow the contract, we're in trouble down the line. They should have never been allowed to do that. But they did. And now where are we? But we're going into a break. It was a busy weekend. There were things that happened on the scenes. But I want to talk to you as patriots. I want to talk to you about what you can do. The number is 877-895-5410. The lines are open. It is not free for all Friday, so stay on topic. 877-895-5410. We had some bombings. We had some stabbings over the weekend. And we had some NFL football. I slept through it. 877-895-5410. And we, the people, will return. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4. Not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And so they say it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I was going to say, we need to make the D.C. occupiers walk the plank, and then I know I'm terrible, but occupiers, okay, I'm bad, and everybody's rolling their eyes around and say, Beth, I'm close to turning you off, so don't do that yet. Though that would probably be considered violent if I said that, which I just did, to make the D.C. occupiers walk the plank. You know, they're claiming that Trump was violent. You know, Hillary's all about getting rid of your guns, and they say, well, he's made the comment about why don't you just let your bodyguards get rid of their guns, and they considered that to be violent speak. You know, you just can't do that. I mean, she's somebody special. You can't take her security away from her. They don't get it, do they, people? He was making a point, the point that many of us have made several times over all of these arrogant, pompous D.C. occupiers wanting to remove your right, your Second Amendment right, which they are not allowed to touch, shall not be infringed. Yet they have bodyguards all around them. That was the point. The point wasn't, we hope you get shot. The point was, you go like you want us to go without any protection and see what happens. See how well that makes you feel. Well, James Wood is boycotting the NFL over the refusal to stand for the national anthem. Actor James Woods has declared that he will boycott the NFL because of the league's failure to discipline numerous players who are refusing to stand for the national anthem to protest what they consider racial discrimination. And we have someone here in the state of Missouri that's a representative or a senator, I can't remember now, I lost her name, see her face, that's doing the same thing. An elected official doing the same thing. It goes on in this article, speaking to TMZ Sports, Woods said, they can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it. I hope they respect my constitutional right never to watch the NFL again. I will never watch the NFL ever again. When asked what the NFL could do to have him change his mind, Woods remained adamant, saying, I don't know, because I'm never going to watch them again. He's a little upset, as we all should be. So it's not just the elected officials who are arrogant. How can a football player, any of these football players, whatever color they may be, making millions of dollars, claim to be oppressed? Do you see them sending some of that money back to the neighborhoods they grew up to help fix it up? No, you don't see them doing that. You see them wanting for attention on the football field as if they're not getting enough. And Kaepernick, I think he spends most of his time on the bench for $19 million a year. Well, Alan West has a little something to say about it as well. So let's look what Alan West has to say. He said, if there's one thing I live for, it's football season, especially college. Saturday night, I was enjoying a fantastic game between Charleston and Southern University of North Dakota State University. The game went into overtime and ended with Bison of NDSU winning 24-17. However, as I watched this thrilling game, it was an item on the ESPN News ticker that disturbed me, to which I see a need to respond to this teachable moment. As reported yesterday, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, this was when he first started out here, this article was written back in the last of August, refused to stand for the national anthem in Friday's preseason game against Green Bay because he was protesting black oppression in the United States. The Niners went on to lose. The NFL issued a statement that said, players are encouraged but not required to stand for the national anthem. He says, this is the same NFL that refused to allow the Dallas Cowboys to wear a helmet decal in honor of the fallen Dallas police officers gunned down on Thursday, July 7th. This is the same NFL that said nothing when players from the St. Louis Cardinals displayed the false narrative symbol of hands up, don't shoot, which we know didn't happen. I find it rather interesting that the NFL has no issue disrespecting law enforcement officers, but only encourages players to respect the symbol of our nation, the American flag, and our anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. However, I would recommend a simple scripture from the wise King Solomon for Mr. Kaepernick. Proverbs 17:28, he says, even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. Or as the old folks down south would say, best for a stupid person to keep their mouth shut and not open it and let everyone know they are. Mr. Kaepernick, a biracial young man adopted and raised by white parents, claims America is oppressing blacks at a time when we have a black biracial president who was twice elected. We've had two black attorney generals, currently have a black Secretary of Homeland Security, along with a black National Security Advisor. Here in Dallas, our police chief, whom I know is an outstanding black leader. The official, the officer in Milwaukee, who shot the armed assailant after issuing an order to drop his weapon, was black. Is Mr. Kaepernick following suit and cherry-picking what he terms oppression? First of all, let me clarify to you, sir. You are a multimillionaire one-percenter. Just because you can throw a ball and kiss your biceps. Men like Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, Oscar Robertson, Ernie Davis, and Bernard King, and Kane Conridge Holloway of my alma mater were athletes who knew of oppression. You, sir, may certainly have the right to sit upon your fourth point of contact. Even the national anthem is played, but never forget, you live in a nation that has provided you in the privilege to have that right. My story, he says, this is Alan West, is one I wish to share. My dad was a corporal in the U.S. Army and served during World War II. He was born in 1920 and knew oppression. Yet when he sat me down on the steps of our home, 651 Kennesaw Avenue, Northeast in Atlanta, he shared with me that there was no greater honor or privilege than to wear the uniform of these United States. Perhaps that's why his first and middle sons, along with his grandson, are all U.S. combat veterans, just like Dad. Herman West, Sr., was not a victim, and he raised men who would never allow anyone to suppress or oppress them. Perhaps you should stop trying to make victims and admonish people, black people, to be visitors, to be victors. Try it, and you may find that more satisfying than your insidious action and words and word vomiting, he says. If you want to know about oppression of blacks in America, past and present, how about you ask Representative Nancy Pelosi of the San Francisco Bay Area about the policies that decimated the black family? Maybe you can cross the bay over to Oakland and ask Representative Barbara Lee about the 13 and 15 million black babies killed since 1973 and ask her who is Margaret Sanger. Or perhaps you can ask the two California senators, Boxer and Feinstein, about who doesn't support better education opportunities for black children in the inner cities. School choice, vouchers, charter schools, and homeschooling. Perhaps you didn't know Barack Obama was the one who canceled the D.C. school vouchers program for deserving young black children. Talk about oppression. Is that something you're willing to do? Or is it just too difficult? I'm sharing with you words from Alan West about oppression in this land. There's more to come. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call is 877-895-5410. Our Constitution stands for equality regardless of color or gender. 877-895-5410. And we the people will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go quickly to the phone lines, and we'll get back to Alan West in just a moment. We're going to go to Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Oh, fine. I have a new radio. You're coming in so clear now.
Oh, good.
Shortwave. I wanted to tell you that there's a fellow running against Mark Vesey. He was a new district created here all the way from Fort Worth to Dallas. That makes it real tough. As far as getting together, you know, sometimes it's 40 miles.
Uh-huh.
And he had the courage to come out. I mean, VC had the courage to come out in the Dallas Morning News and say that blacks weren't going to be able to get into the House of Reps because of Republican gerrymandering. And I understood that this was gerrymandered for him. But anyway, Mark Mitchell is a doctor running against him. He made the primary over another guy. And he's an MD doctor. MD emergency room doctor.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
We all need to learn that stuff. And he's a lawyer, and he's a builder, and he knows insurance, and he has a seminary degree from SMU, so he's a really good Christian man.
Okay, let me back up. This Mark Mitchell is a doctor, he's an MD, and he's a lawyer?
Yeah, and he's not getting any support, and I don't know if it, you know, how you don't know how to do those things sometimes, but he's having to go back to work in the ER. So that's cutting down on the amount of time he can.
He's running against Mark Vesey, and Mark Vesey is currently a representative or senator in that area.
Yeah, it's a new district they created that goes all the way from downtown Fort Worth to Oak Cliff in Dallas. Huge area, huge area.
Okay.
And I need to see if he could call on your show and give you his website.
Oh, absolutely.
He does get on. Well, it's mmarkmitchell.com. I go to mmarkmitchell.com. And he's on Facebook at mmarkmitchell.
Okay.
M-A-R-K-M-I-T-C-H-E-L.
And you can give him, let me give you this number. Do you have a pencil?
Oh, probably not. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 573-796-2166 is my office number.
2166. Okay.
Let me repeat it for you. 573-796-2166, and that's my office number. And if he would call me after 1, I do have to run an errand, a personal errand this afternoon that's going to take me a couple hours. But if he would call me one afternoon after 1 o'clock, that would be just fantastic. And I'll see what I can get him on the air.
I think I woke him up a while ago to try to get him on.
If he's working nights, you might have. Well, have him give me a call. I know today I've got to run an errand, and it's about 45 minutes away, but I'll have to do that this afternoon. But tomorrow or the rest of the week, I will be here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks.
You know, the parties, they're not really necessarily always supporting the ones they should be supporting. We've seen that here in the state of Missouri. And you know, it frustrates me even with the third parties, because if you're running on one of the other parties, like a Republican party, they don't want to support you even if you stand for everything they stand for. And that bothers me a little bit, because I'm not a party gal. If somebody has chosen to run on the Republican ticket and they're not getting Republican support, or even if they are, why not give them the extra support if you don't have a candidate running against them? And I have seen this in the past before here in the state of Missouri, and it infuriates me. I'm not about the parties. I'm about the people. Let's elect the right people. Stick your finger on your head and tap on it. It's a no-brainer to me. It's not about party. And these third parties have no money. I understand that. And the other two, with the monopolies, they have mega bucks coming in. And they're not supporting we the people. Because right now, they're all about them. They're worried about losing their majority. And you know, I really could care less if they lose their majority. They haven't served us with that majority. So I could care less. Let's get back to Alan West in the NFL. He's, if you remember, where did we end? I thought I marked it. I put a little squibble there. Maybe I did. Yeah, there it is. He said, you should look at who's been controlling the communities and cities where blacks live. And he's talking to Kaepernick here. Not that Kaepernick's listening. Is it not? He said, this isn't about what America has done. It's about what a certain group, a political party, has done. And your somewhat backhanded comment towards our law enforcement officers. Well, wonder how many times San Francisco PD has protected you. Here's the deal, young man, Alan West says to Kaepernick. My recommendation is that you apologize. Be a stand-up fella and admit you made a very stupid comment. Humbly state that you do realize how very special this country is and the opportunities it has afforded you and many others. You should take that stand and apologize to all of those who are currently serving in our armed forces and those veterans who've been willing to make that last full measure of devotion. You see, when the national anthem is played, it has very little meaning to us. Maybe you should take a hiatus and go over to Helmand province in Afghanistan and spend a week and understand why. Go over and throw a football with the men and the women who enable you to earn those millions of dollars. The American flag has a very touching meaning for those of us for whom it will drape our coffin, as it was for my dad, and it will be for me. That song defines who we are as a proud and exceptional people. That is a land. This is a land where so many dream of coming to and earning the title of American. Your actions were shameful, disgusting, despicable, and disrespectful. You do have a right and freedom of expression. But no, there are consequences to your ignorant action, which is what it is and what it was. When the national anthem is played, I salute because I am a black man born and raised in the inner city, afforded the opportunity for greatness in my own right. May you seek God's forgiveness and find humility, because we, the people, are not going to forget what you did and said. This might explain some of his actions. The media won't tell us this. Turns out Kaepernick is engaged to a Muslim woman who is a BLM activist. In the off-season, he converted to Islam. She appears to be radicalizing him by looking at his Instagram and other accounts. He is a very angry man and should be watched. His actions now are making sense. Islam is evil and spreading like wildfire. Our flag means everything to Americans' freedom. Don't let it leave. If you don't like it, he says, leave. Explains a lot, doesn't it, about Kaepernick's actions. It also explains a lot that his mother was white, his biological mother was white, his biological father was black, and he walked out on her. In loving kindness and humility, she gave her child up for adoption so that he'd have a better life than her. And she has come out and said he needs to stop it and behave himself. But I don't think that's going to happen. He's being influenced from something else. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show on this Monday. We are almost out of time. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We have Gary from Texas. Texas is on fire today. Gary, how are you?
Good, good. You can hear me okay?
I do. I hear you fine.
Okay, good. Well, I got a train in the back.
Anyway,
you were talking about Kaepernick. You know, it's funny how the media concentrates on him, but yeah, look at how many professional athletes still stand up and they don't make a big issue out of it. They're doing what they want, you know, they're doing what they want to do, and that's give respect and stuff. And basically, I just think Kaepernick is just basically a self-centered, self-serving, disrespectful
jerk. Oh, absolutely.
Jerk.
Absolutely. Okay, and you're right.
And then the other point is, I am getting so tired of the media paying so much attention to all these people in entertainment, whether they're sports celebrities or Hollywood celebrities or whatever, that, you know, Barbara Streisand, they're getting paid to entertain us.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that all these people... And they're in, I mean, not all of them, but there's so many people in the entertainment business, no matter what business it is, they think they have a right to get up and make, basically another self-centered, self-serving comment about something. And, the actors are getting paid to pretend they're somebody that they're not. That's ridiculous. And professional athletes are getting paid to play a game. You know, that's all it is.
They're getting paid huge amounts of dollars.
Yeah,
huge dollars to play a game.
Yeah, to play a game or to entertain us, in a movie. I mean, they're pretending they're somebody that they're not. You know, that's ridiculous. I mean, how many kids do that when they're little, pretend or they're playing games, and yet they want to grow up to get paid lots of money for. I think we should just cut all our salaries by about 1,000. you or whatever. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
You take it the way you want, and you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. I'll take it the way you get. You dished it out. I think I will. We're going to go to Kenny from Texas. Kenneth, how are you today?
Yeah, hey, you think you're going to put in Hillary or her double in jail?
Well, I know that people think there's a double out there. I haven't recognized a double, so I don't know.
Go look at the ring of that woman that came out of that building.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The ring that that woman had on her building don't match Hillary's ring.
Okay. Well, I change my rings from time to time. Maybe she did, too. I don't know. But are they going to put them in jail? I have no idea. Doesn't look that way, does it?
No.
Doesn't look that way at all. All right.
Anyway, okay, I'm going.
Thanks, Ken. Thank you. Texas has been on fire today. They've been all my Texas callers. They must be coming in clear and great down there. You know, I'm going to share this with you. This is something that I have liked. I got to see Les Miserables, in the movies. I didn't get to go see it on stage. I would love to do that. My sons did. They were in a choir in high school that that traveled to New York, and they got to sing in Carnegie Hall. And I did not get to go with them. It was all I could do to afford to send them. And the one came back. Oh, I mean, he was so excited about Les Mis. But I saw it on the film. In fact, I even bought it in DVD. I need to watch it again. But what they were going through and the oppression, the real oppression that they were going through in that day. Well, when Hillary made her comment, and let me make this perfectly clear, it was not off the cuff. She doesn't do anything off the cuff. Everything she does is scripted. So it's going to be tough for her when these debates come, and maybe it'll be tough for Trump. I don't know, because she's going to be completely scripted, and she's going to be studied up. And what she's planning to do is trip him up and make him angry and see if she can't get him riled. Well, he came out on stage in Florida on Friday, and they were playing the song, Do You Hear the People Sing, which is in Les Mis, to kind of go along with Deplorables, Les Deplorables, which is all over the internet. They've got pictures of it and everything. Les Deplorables, because she called Trump followers deplorable. She thinks anyone who doesn't follow her is deplorable. Let's just put it that way. And if you believe in the Constitution, you're deplorable. Chris Ann Hall is on the Southern law firm, who are against the Constitution. They have her on the list as being a radical and dangerous. Deplorable. So I thought I would share the words of the song, Do You Hear the People Sing? It starts out just that way. Do you hear the people sing, singing a song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the brigade, is there a world you long to see? Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free. Do you hear the people sing? Singing a song of angry men. Remember, angry, mad as the Hatter? It is the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you give all you can give so that our banner may advance? Some will fall and some will live. Will you stand up and take your chance? The blood of the martyrs will water the meadows of France. You put your name in there, or your state's name, whether it's Missouri, whether it's Texas, or the United States of America. Do you hear the people singing a song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. Our founding fathers were slaves to the king. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is life about to start when tomorrow comes. Of course, they were defeated in Les Mis. They were outnumbered. The United States of America is one that won that battle for liberty and freedom against the king. And we too were outnumbered. Do you hear the people saying? James Woods is also going to boycott the NFL. And I had something here from Ann Coulter that I really wanted to share with you, and we're going to run out of time. I was just going to try and be encouraging today. We had bombings, we had stabbings, we had attacks on the homeland again this weekend. Do you hear the people singing the song of liberty? Do you want to be free? Tap your head. Go study your Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And know that, just like Dorothy, you have the ruby slippers and you have the power all along to fix what's wrong. And it will not, never has been, never will be a quick fix. It is vigilant. We have to stand vigilant. And beware. Beware. It's going to take every one of us to take that stand for liberty. Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men, and bring America home? CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.